Illegal alien, wanted for murder in Mexico. Among 1.6 million gotaways in U.S. since Biden took office. By John Binder on August 29, 2023. An illegal alien wanted for murder in Mexico is just one among nearly 1.6 million illegal aliens who are known to have successfully crossed the United States-Mexico border since President Joe Biden took office in January 2021. This month, 24-year-old illegal alien Juan Pablo Ortiz Herrera was deported to Mexico and turned over to local authorities for homicide charges. Ortiz Herrera was only discovered living in the United States when he was arrested for misdemeanors in Nampa, Idaho, in June. From there, Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agents issued a detainer for Ortiz Herrera with Canyon County officials and he was quickly turned over to them for arrest. In July, Ortiz Herrera was ordered deported by a federal immigration judge. Ortiz Herrera is known to have successfully crossed the southern border sometime after April of last year, as he had been expelled from the United States four times prior thanks to Title 42, the border control that has since been ended by the Biden administration. The illegal alien fugitive is just one of nearly 1.6 million known gotaways who have entered the United States through the border undeterred by Border Patrol, according to the latest figures published by the Center Square. This is a foreign population the size of Phoenix, Arizona. Illegal alien gotaways in the United States represent only a fraction of the total number of border crossers and illegal aliens that have entered the country since Biden took office. Estimates from Representative Tom McClintock, RCA, suggest that the Biden administration has released at least 2.1 million border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities, a foreign population the size of Nebraska. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.